We're here tonight at the biggest, fastest, high-banked track in the Maritimes for the season opener at the Riverside International Speedway in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. It's race three of a Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. The Ron McGilvery Chevy 150. Now, let's introduce you to your broadcast crew. There's Josh Paxton, Jerry Paxton, Tim Terry, and of course, the captain of Racetime Radio, Smokin' Joe Chisholm. And it's all right here.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to RacetimeRadio.com and Riverside International Speedway, site of, well, Joe, you had it on the promo. It was round number three. It is round number nine of the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. It is the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150. We'll get you on the other side of the car, and we'll begin driver introductions. We have Ian and David from Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC. And we'll ask the other dignitaries that are coming down for driver introductions to make their way to the front straightaway. We'll begin with car number 40. It's the McEwen Motorsports number 40 from Sherwood, Prince Edward Island. Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie McEwen. South Shore Speed and Sound and Microcomputer Atlantic number 21 to start on the outside from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, Sean Pierce. This crew did a whole lot of work to get this car back in one piece. The A.E. McKay Builders, Pubs, Drive-Through Bottle Exchange, number 32, from Quiss, Pam, Sis, New Brunswick, Sarah McKay. Vance Haynes Auto Rebuilders on car number 51, starting on the outside, from Upper Kennecook, Vance Haynes. H&P Glover, RDMD Refrigeration, Canadian Bobbleheads or bobbleheadscanada.ca and Vector Aerospace on the Dodge Charger from Crabbo, Prince Edward Island, Kent Vincent. Right on board Locksmith and Wet n' Wild Car Wash on car number 14 from Albany, Prince Edward Island, Terry Dugay. Speedy Auto Center, Tacoma Drive, Alpine Auto Glass of Bedford, and Finish Line Vinyl Design on the twofer, car number 24, from Waverly, Steve Ross. K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting and English Jewelers on car number 66, from Hubley, Nova Scotia, Daryl Murr. Back on the front straightaway, the King Freight Line at number 31 from Cape Sable Island. Make some noise for Colby Smith. Halifax Glass and Mirror, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, and Howard Little Excavating on car number 99 from Terrence Bay, Nova Scotia, Craig Salonwhite. Castle Building Centers, Kings County, Chrysler, and K.A. Holdings Incorporated on a car number 5 from Brunel, Prince Edward Island, Jonathan Hicken. Shaw's Towing, Keir Doors, McKinnon Brothers Service Center, car number 18 from Winslow, Prince Edward Island, Darren McKinnon. Pioneer Coal Nova Construction on car number 88. It's a Ford Fusion from New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, George Koskulix. Winner here one evening ago in the Wilson Equipment 300, the Celtic Ford Fusion, number 89 from Antigonish. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Chisholm. Dobbelstein Service and Maintenance, number 52. From Fredericton, New Brunswick, last season's IWK 250 winner, Sean Tucker. Dexter Construction Municipal Group, car number 0, to start on the outside, from Enfield, Nova Scotia, Sean Turpall. Atlantic Dodge Dealers, Loyalist Marble and Tile Dodge, number 29, from Springvale, Prince Edward Island, Greg Proud. The Atlantic Tilt Load, Fred M. Dunphy, number 53, next up on the grid, from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, the sophomore, it's Clifford Cole Butcher. And to his inside, the Blankhorn Auto Recycler, CSS Insurance, Cat Shack Motorsports. Number 67, from Truro, Nova Scotia, last week's feature winner in the Cat 250, Big Bird, Dylan Blankhorn. Pioneer Coal number 3, going to start on the outside of the front row, from Ayr, Ontario, J.R. Fitzpatrick. And your pole sitter, the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Dodge, number 97, your IWK 250 champion in 2014, from Halifax, John Fleming. We will get our drivers strapped into our race cars. I'll ask Jose Shampoo to come down to the inside of the racetrack as these beautiful super late models get ready to go racing. We'd ask everybody in the stands to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps for the singing of O Canada.
Canada, our home and native lands, true patriot love in all thy sons command. Caton brasse porte le paye, il se porte la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard.
Thank you, Jose. Drivers, please prepare your cars for competition.
As we get prepared for today's Ron McGilvery 150 here at Riverside International Speedway, the starting grid is down there. Guys getting all set and ready to go. And we will be back in just moments here on Racetime Radio to kick it all off. Stay with us.
Fans, J.R. Fitzpatrick, driver number 84. You're listening to Racetime Radio, hardcore sports radio.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
SiriusXM has a commercial-free music channel for when you are ready to proudly fly your freak flag.
We're getting loud and crazy. On Ozzy's Boneyard.
It's hard and heavy classic rock, officially sanctioned by the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne.
I can't believe I got my own channel, man.
Get your AC/DC, Priest, Zeppelin, Iron Maiden, and Van Halen. Oh, and of course, Ozzy.
Ozzy's Boneyard. SiriusXM 38.
Also available online and on the SiriusXM app.
The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series thunders into Canadian Tire Motorsport Park for their only race in Canada. Labor Day weekend.
Doubling up this time here.
The Chevrolet Silverado 250. It's truck racing with a twist on the legendary road course.
Very fast racetrack. Very technical racetrack. A lot of blind corners and overhill off-camera corners.
Also see the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series race presented by Pinty.
It's just crazy how tight the competition is. It's going to be a battle.
See the action zone and more. Come for the day. Camp for the weekend. The Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 29th to the 31st.
I'm excited to go back. We had a pretty good run there. We learned enough to go back there and be better.
Tickets and info at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Dumb.
And we are back live today at Scotia Riverside International Speedway. I've been out in Nova Scotia a little bit long, Tim, and I love it out here. Down to you on the starting grid. Take it away, bud.
We're going to draw our 50-50 ticket. It's $2,263 to the winner. So we are going to get that ticket drawn. I'll throw my hand in here and see what I can do. We'll dig down deep. We have a blue ticket, 2012841. That's a blue ticket, 2012841. If you have that ticket, please meet our representative at the flag stand area to claim your 50-50 prize.
As the drivers continue to get belted in to the Parts for Trucks Tour cars, Beautiful super late model machines. We have got 22 of them lined up on the racetrack today. The distance, 150 circuits around Canada's number one oval track, Riverside International Speedway. Tim, down to you.
And the one thing that you mentioned, 150, there's no halfway break in this event. They will go a straight 150. Trevor, are we ready? Trevor gives us the high sign. Gentlemen, let's get this thing started.
Drivers, start your engines!
And there we go, the sound of super late models all firing up here at Canada's number one facility, Riverside International Speedway. 150 laps, the Ron McGilvery Chev GMC Buick, located in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. A great spot to buy a car. You want to get a deal, make sure you drop into Ron McGilvery Chevrolet, and they will take care of you. Check out Ian Boyd. Ask for him. Tell him Joe sent you, and we will be all set. Oh, big funny guy. I got Ken Cunning on the other side of the window showing me that I'm broken. And he's probably right. I'm broke. I'm ready to stay in Nova Scotia. What a beautiful day here as sun drenches the racetrack. Fans in great numbers here today at the racetrack. Thank everybody for coming out. We are all in for a dynamite race. Let's have a look at that starting grid. The 97 of John Fleming is tucked up right behind that Dartmouth Dodge Pace truck. And he is going to lead this field to green from the pole position to his outside. How about a guy that ran 300 laps here last night in the number 84? That's J.R. Fitzpatrick today. He is in the Pioneer Coal number 3. And you know J.R. Fitzpatrick's going to put on a show here today. Inside row number 2, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn for Blankhorn Auto Recyclers on the side of that yellow and black machine. He will roll off inside row number 2. Outside row number 2, the 52 car of Cole Butcher looking for his first win of 2014 for Atlantic Tilt Load. He's got a hot car, it says so, right on the side of that race machine. The number 29 of Greg Proud will be back in that third row, probably on the inside as they circulate around. The zero, Dexter Construction Chevrolet. Sean Turpel, 2 wins so far in 2014, hoping to make it 3 today and add the Ron McGilvery 150 to the trophy case. Behind the zero, Dexter Machine, you got the 52 of Sean Tucker. You will be inside row number 4. Outside row number 4, guy that went to victory lane last night in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, the 89 Celtic Ford Nova Construction car of Donald Chisholm. Inside row 5, the 88 Pioneer Coal of George Kuskulix. Outside, part of the PEI posse, the 18 of Darren McKinnon for Darren McKinnon Brothers Service Center. Go ahead, Tip.
We're getting ready to do the wave-off here this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab anything that's not bolted down here at Riverside. We want you on your feet to wave these drivers on this time. Come on your feet.
I'm waving, Tim. I'm trying to, anyway.
There we go. Get those hands waving, and they're going to wave back at you for coming out and supporting us and supporting them and the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150. And Joe, this is attempt number 4. Knock on wood, we're going to get this thing in today.
Oh, no, Timmy, we are going to get this race in today. And if you check Twitter, you're tuned into Racetime Radio. I'm about to take a picture of the starting grid of the cars rolling around just as the lights are going to pop out atop that Dartmouth Dodge. Here we go, Tim. Take a shot right there. How's that? There we go. Nice looking photo. It's going to be up on Twitter. Follow us along at Racetime Radio. You can follow Tim Terry at TimTerry0 or at timscorner.ca. You'll want to do that. And don't forget to follow along with the Parts for Trucks at the Parts for Trucks Tour. Tim, lights out. Here we go. Field's doubled up, crawling through turns 3 and 4. And to the green flag.
Fleming on the hammer as Craig Weagle waves the green flag. The 97 and 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. Toe-to-toe down the back straightaway. And the 3 of Fitzpatrick keeping pace with the 97 of John Fleming. High-speed pace lap as they come out of corner number 4. 1 completed. Give it to the 3 of Fitzpatrick.
And, Tim, I just want to make a note. The 24 of Steve Ross did make it into the starting field. He just came out of pit road as the field went by. So we do have Steve Ross at the back of this field, but look at the battle up front.
Three car of Fitzpatrick on the outside line will take the lead away from the 97 of Fleming for the time being. And look at Butcher. Cole Butcher to position number three. 67-0. Top five. Single file. Three laps completed.
J.R. Fitzpatrick. Jack Rabbits out to the lead in the three car on lap number three. Coming to lap number four. 97 of Fleming in second. 53 of Butcher, 67 Blankhorn, the zero of Turple. Top five, Tim, nose to tail. And then we got a little bit of side-by-side in behind that with Tucker. 89 of Chisholm and the 29 of Greg Proud.
Yeah, top five beginning to break away a little bit. The 52 with Tucker in position number six. And then it's side-by-side at seventh. Donald Chisholm moving his way to the front of the field. And Joe, we saw it during the IWK 250. Chisholm didn't qualify near the front, but he had to work his way up there. And that 89 car is hooked up now. Got the long run setup on it again.
I'll tell you what, Tim. I followed Donald Chisholm a lot. Seen him in a lot of practices for IWK. Seen him for the CAT 250 and then again here Thursday night. Donald Chisholm's fastest lap every single time on that racetrack is lap number five. Oh, we got problems on the backstretch.
21 car, Sean Pierce around and caution flag will fly. And Joe, I think I understand it now. Pierce spun out four times to the CAT 250 and came back and finished ninth. So he's working on that total right now, I think.
Hey, a little bit of good luck doesn't hurt, right? You got to add to create your luck. Just kidding. The 21 of Sean Pierce didn't want to go around, but he did. Nevertheless, he will rejoin the field at the rear, working lap six. Getting back to what I was saying, though, the 89 of Donald Chisholm, watched him in a lot of practice sessions, Tim, and lap number five is the money lap for that number 89. Was the fastest lap that he would run. We'll see what happens here now. We're on lap number six. Caution comes out. Gets a chance to cool the tires down. And we'll see what kind of progress Donald can make. But the 89 Celtic, not Celtic Ford, but the Nova Pioneer Ford is down on pit road. George getting some adjustments done to that 88.
Yeah, the T88 of George Koskulik and Greg Proud pits from position number eight. And they are under the hood of the Atlantic Dodge Dealer's Dodge. And not sure what is plaguing that number 29, but he was running within the top 10 and slid back a little bit from where he qualified. So little adjustment being made to the number 29. I'm sure he'll make it back out. The 88 car looks like the air gun might be jammed there. They're trying to get the hose out from underneath the car by the looks of it.
Yeah, they're jacking it up here. They'll go to work on that number 88. 21 of Pierce also crawling down pit road, the 29 of Proud in underneath the hood of that car. Art Steves sitting up here. He's going to be up here probably for the rest of this race, but good news, race fans. Art Steves is going to be inducted into the Maritime Motorsports Hall of Fame. Some pretty big news, Tim, and I couldn't think of a more deserving guy than Art Steves to get one of those accolades.
And you mentioned it, well deserved, and we've heard all the stories. Great sportsman in his day when it came to the parts for racing around the region. And Art Steves not on the flag stand, suffering from a little bit of dehydration. It is hot out here this afternoon, but we have one of the best fill-ins that we can find, one of the best flagmen in the Maritimes, besides Art Steves, Mr. Craig Weagle, getting ready to wave the green flag next time by as the pace truck pulls in.
Yeah, Craig, he's a dynamite guy. Talked to him last night, actually, in the pit area. Got a picture of Donald and I holding up that Wilson 300 trophy. Great guy on the starter stand. Even a pretty good guy off the stand. Tim, lights out. Cars are coming through turns four. Back to Craig in the green flag.
The three of J.R. Fitzpatrick like a rocket out to the lead. The 97 of John of Fleming in second. And then it's a sophomore side by side. 67 of Dylan Blankhorn and the 53 of Cole Butcher side by side as they work through corner number four. 67 will take the spot away. And now the zero will paper the back bumper of the 53. And don't count out the 52 in this battle as well, Joe. Tucker trying to make his way into the top five.
Yeah, you want to try and get a little bit of open track so you can get a little bit of clean air on the front end of one of these race machines, but it's a little traffic jam at the back here, Tim, as maybe the top 10 cars now sorted out, and we get a little single file run other than Colby Smith in that number 31 car. He just comes off the victory in the Napa Sportsman Tour race. He is seating himself into that number 31. He's going to make some time up by the look of it as he makes a charge.
Proud and Koskulik just came down pit road that last time, Joe, and I've been watching the 88 of Koskulik working the inside of Greg Proud, and that thing looks wicked off the corners on the inside line. Looked a little bit better that time at a corner number four, but Koskulik is quick. He's just got to try to harness all that horsepower.
He sure does, Tim. How about the PEI posse? Let's have a look and find out where they're all running, the 18 of Darren McKinnon. He's running back there. Let me see, seventh spot for Darren McKinnon. You look back. Just a couple of spots. Donald Chisholm is behind Darren, running 8, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, also from PEI, running up in that top 10 right now. Some good representation from all over the Maritimes here, Tim.
And the 40 car of Robbie McEwen started dead last in this field. He's already passed 8 cars so far. So Robbie McEwen working his way up, and he's got the 66 of Daryl Maher in front of him. And the 40 of McEwen goes to the outside line. So the 40 car, not wasting any time here. You wouldn't know that he's a rookie.
No, you wouldn't. We're up to lap 14 and now 15 with the lead with the 3 car of J.R. Fitzpatrick out in the front. We got
52. A Tucker got pushed out of line by Darren McKinnon there. Sorry, Joe. The 52 looked a little slow, and the 18 may have helped him a little bit.
A little bit of bump draft in here at Riverside International Speedway, side by side, 52 and 99. We've said that a number of times as they flash around this track.
Meanwhile, back out front, J.R. Fitzpatrick has about a half straightaway lead or so on John Fleming, really extending it here early in this race at 97, has the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn in tow. And where do we see that? We saw that early in the Atlanta Cat 250. Did the 97 and 67 go at it?
Absolutely, Tim. And, you know, on Thursday night, practice for this very race, that number 53 car, Cole Butcher, really, really turned some fast times here. Spun a lot of heads around, but no surprise, really. Cole Butcher, one fast driver looking for that first career win.
Looking for that first career victory and chasing down the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, albeit it is early in this race. A lot of cars up front. Joe, single file, the 5 and 31. Jonathan Hicken and Colby Smith going side by side, and that is the battle for position number 8. And then the 40 of Robbie McEwen has worked up to the back bumper of Craig Slonwhite and Sean Tucker. Robbie McEwen is moving in this race. And keep in mind, that 40 car is an ex-Craig Slonwhite race car. So McEwen making his way to the front here, 20 laps in.
J.R. Fitzpatrick, a good sizable lead right now, Tim, but you don't want to burn it up. You don't want to use that number 3 up too much. As Blankhorn looks up the inside of Fleming for second spot, thinks better of it. The 97 of Fleming just gets away from him a wee bit, but watch for some action in that second spot here.
And the 97 of John Fleming trying to hold off the 67 of Blankhorn. Blankhorn working the inside now of the 97 of John Fleming. Fleming gets that run into the corner and clears the 67 of Blankhorn. But Blankhorn just can't seem to get to the inside of him where it counts. As the 88 and 40 going side by side behind the 99 is Lonwhite. Koskulik coming back to the front of the field. He and Greg Proud pitted around the same time, came out the same place, and looks like Koskulik, whatever adjustment they made, it works for the 88.
Well, it seems to be working, Tim, but he had a real handful of race car on that last lap. See the 88 wiggling along there pretty good. But the action back up front, we are working lap 25. J.R. Fitzpatrick out front of this one, still maintaining, if not stretching out, that lead he had. You got to go a good 10, 12 car lengths back before you get to second place. The 97 of Fleming and the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn are putting a show on out there, followed by the 53 of Cole Butcher and the 0 of Sean Turpel. Add Donald Chisholm to the mix and the 18 of Darren McKinnon. They're also starting to reel those top two guys in.
And you want to mention that JR is building a big lead. It's over a half straightaway now, and he's actually putting some good cars a lap down. 51 of Vance Haynes, the 32 of Sarah McKay, and the 14 of Terry Duguay all a lap down. And on the same straightaway as the 3 is the 24 of Steve Ross, the 21 of Sean Pierce, and yes, the Atlantic Dodge Dealers Dodge of Greg Proud about to go a lap down if this thing does stay green for a few more laps.
You mentioned it off the top, Tim. 150 laps here today. There is no competition yellow in this race. These drivers are doing 150 green flag laps in the Ron McGilvery 150. It's a tough race out there. It's kind of nice when you can get a halfway break, but not so today. what you got when you start this race is what you're going to have at the end of this race, unless you pull into the pits and get some adjustments. Last night, in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series race, we've seen a lot of green flag long runs. And in that race, there was a lot of drivers that didn't get the chance to get in and get some adjustments to pick up their speed. Are we going to see that again here today?
With track position being so key, if you're in the top five, even to go back to the top ten, with this competition being so deep, you're going to run out of time and you're going to run out of laps. We had an early caution flag here. We now work lap number 33 as Fitzpatrick comes by and completes that there. You have the 88 of George Koskulik. Let's throw him as an example. He was running 12 when he came down pit road. He's now into the top 10. So he's gaining some ground, but he lost a whole lot when he came down pit road as well, and it took him 30 or so laps to get back.
Another car having a decent run on the racetrack. The 32 is Sarah McKay. Trouble early in the race. She seems to have things sorted out there, not doing blistering laps. But Sarah McKay definitely getting the experience she wanted to get. Out front, lap 35 now on the board. And J.R. Fitzpatrick has that Pioneer Coal Ford just rolling along. And he's stretching that lead out. We got a battle for second, Tim. The 67 of Langhorn. The 97 of Fleming, is something going wrong with that car, Tim?
I think he might have let the 67 go, but he let go at an opportunity. Maybe there is something wrong with the 97. Off the pace is John Fleming. Fleming and the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Dodge will slow to a stop in corner number two, and this could draw a caution. This is big for the point battle.
This is huge, Tim, and he isn't going to be able to make it around the 97 of Fleming. Dead slow as caution does fall here. We'll revert back to lap 36, and John Fleming may need assistance to get off that racetrack. He is still moving, but ever so slow.
And, you know, I thought when he made that move, I thought it was him letting Blinkhorn go by, because at that point in corner number two, coming off that corner, you're not sure what that inside car is going to do. So I thought maybe he's letting out of the throttle, maybe he's letting Blinkhorn by, and then it looked like it caught speed again when Butcher was underneath him. And then it looked like the thing just died off corner number four. It stopped in front of the crossover gate on the back straightaway. And John Fleming, it's a tough break. 99 of Slawn White was just on pit road, and he is going to come down to the attention of his crew. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken comes down as well. Two drivers outside the top 10 at the time of this yellow. But the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Dodge, the 97 of John Fleming comes in as your point leader. The 52 car of Sean Tucker is second in the standings, but Tucker is running deep in this field in 10th right now. Guess who's third, and guess who's running second in this race?
Yeah, big stuff. Who?
Dylan Blinkhorn. big Bird.
I knew that.
Big Bird.
I just thought I'd throw you in there.
I'm sure Lawrence Hopper is down there shaking his head. I know he's listening to us here. So
is he?
Want to say hello to Lawrence Hopper, our maintenance manager at Scotia Speed World. I know he's been listening through, and he was listening to the Napa Sports and Race and giving me some commentary on the text message.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
You know, I seen Lawrence actually last night in the pit area.
He must have been lost, was he?
Well, he was down here having a good time, as everybody else was at Riverside. Lawrence, big dude. He has a lot of fun. 97, a Fleming does get a little shove from the tow truck, and he is gliding now down to his crew. And the crew is at the ready for him, Tim.
And do you see who's out there guiding that 97 in? That's Lonnie Somerville guiding the 97 car into his box. Great to see Lonnie at the racetrack. And they're going to go to work. They rip the tape off the hood, and they're going to go underneath and take a look. Gordy McCullough's there, J.P. Arsenault. They're ripping the hood off. They're going to go see what's wrong with that car.
I got to suspect him with the crew member in the passenger side window, if you will. It's got to be something electrical with that race car. He did have electrical trouble yesterday with his NASCAR Canadian Tire Series car. I wonder if there's any connection.
I think back to the Dodge 200. Remember when he had that little bit of a blip in that Dodge 200? And he said, I reached over and I grabbed the MSD box and I started slapping the MSD box, trying to get the wires to work. And it looks like Lonnie and them are inside the car, and there's Doug Burt, I believe that is, by the car with the shorts on, with our Parts Trucks Pro Stock Tour official shirt on. And they might be going for wiring on the MSD box.
Yeah, if they can't get it fixed, I don't know who can. You got some of the best guys in all of the Maritimes and all short track racing down there helping the 97 of John Fleming. Tough break for him here. We are working lap 36. J.R. Fitzpatrick out front of this one by the look of it, Tim. The number 29 of Greg Proud's going to be the lucky dog next time when we do get this race going. But have a look through the field. Look who's coming up through the field. The 89 of Donald Chisholm and the 88 of George Kuskulix are all guys that are starting to come. And when this green flag comes back out, look out, they're going to be coming like a house on fire.
I think back to 2 weeks ago at Oyster Bed Speedway where the 88 of George Kuskulix started in position 19 in the Parcher Trucks 100. And in the first run, he was up to seventh. He was up to fourth in that race at one point. And keep in mind, there were three cars that were really the class of the field in that race. Kuskulix was probably the fourth fastest car. On a late race restart, Cole Butcher got by Kuskulix to take away fourth place. And the 88 finished in position number five. Easily, the 88 car has to be one of the fastest race cars on this racetrack right now when it comes to trying to battle lap traffic. I like the 88. I like the way it looks right now. And he's got some time. He's got a lot of time, actually. 36 laps completed of the 150, and we'll see what George Kuskulix can do as he will wheel from about position number 8 here.
Yeah, still on pit road here, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite getting some attention from his crew. The 97 of Fleming's crew still busy and hard at it. They got the hood in hand. I don't know whether they can get it refired or not, but they are working on it. And the number 32, Sarah McKay, also on pit road. See the starter, Craig, indicating to the field that he wants them doubled up. The 32 down and away and back out on to the racetrack, as well as the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. 36 laps in the books. The Ron McGilvery 150 live from Riverside International Speedway. Reduced crew on the Racetime Radio broadcast. Chris, just myself, Joe Chisholm, along with Tim Terry. Jerry Paxton, I know he's listening in and he's missing it. And I know Josh is too. So is Joe Jr. Those guys are all back there. We're here. We're lucky. They're not. And we got a beautiful race in front of us.
Did Jerry get Mr. Chicken before he left?
He did not. There was Mr. Chicken in the hauler yesterday.
Yes.
Because the guys had to come down a little bit early, right? So no Mr. Chicken there. So Jerry had to bail on that. 97 still on pit road. Oh, boy. Here we go. We got cars doubled up. And J.R. Fitzpatrick going to lead us back to green.
And Fleming going to miss the green flag because there it is. And the three of J.R. Fitzpatrick gone like a rocket once again. But the 53 of Cole Butcher will now look at the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn down the back straightaway. Where did Turple come from? Sean Turple on the outside will rocket to position number 3 around the outside of Butcher. What a move.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy. He was sitting back in fifth spot. He was doing a little bit of Kobe Smith racing, I do believe, saving that equipment. And trying to make a dash when it counts. How about the 89 of Donald Chisholm doing battle right now with Cole Butcher for that fourth spot side by side across the line? Give it to Chisholm.
89 car trying to take it away from the 53 of Butcher. And look at the 18 of Darren McKinnon laying in wait as well on the 18 running in position number 6. And look who's popped up on the leaderboard. Robbie McEwen on the outside of Daryl Maher. That is the battle for position number 10 right now. Great run for the rookie as he tries to rubber up the outside line. Tucker gets by. Colby Smith gets by. And now Daryl Maher looking at it. Duguay had a moment off turn number 2. Great save for the 14.
As we work lap 41, let's give you a full field rundown. The 3 of Fitzpatrick out front 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Is back in second spot, 0. Turple in third. 89 of Chisholm, fourth, and really battling for that third spot. 53 of Cole Butcher is in fifth. The 18 car of Darren McKinnon back in your sixth spot. Seventh, the 88 of George Kuskulix in eighth spot. The 31 of Colby Smith back in ninth. It'll be the 52 of Sean Tucker. You got 66, Daryl Maher. In 10th spot, the 40 has worked his way all the way up to the 11th spot. Tim Terry, good run for Robbie McEwen.
And a little further up on the field, the 88 of George Kuskulix to the inside of the 18 of Darren McKinnon. Kuskulix on the move, and he will move into position number 6. 53 car Cole Butcher falling back here, Joe, in this run as he is now in the clutches of the 88 and the 18. And here comes Donald Chisholm to the inside of the 0 of Turple.
I'll tell you what, right now, Jason Hathaway, NASCAR Canadian Tire Series driver, was scheduled to drive that 3 car here on Friday night. Unfortunately, he had to go back to Ontario. Luckily for J.R. Fitzpatrick, he was here, and he's leading this race. It's a tough race to win, and J.R. is out front. But don't look now, Timmy. Here comes the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Back about 8-10 car lengths, and then back behind Dylan, you got the 89 of Donald Chisholm, about six or seven car lengths behind. Look for this two accordion fairly soon.
And he just freed himself from the zero of Sean Turbo, but the 53, I'm not sure what went wrong on this run, Joe, but the 53 is falling back like a stone in a pond. The 18 of Darren McKinnon underneath the Atlantic tilt load Chevy, and that will dispatch the 53 back to position number 7. And he better not look now, because Colby Smith, Sean Tucker, and Daryl Maher are a freight train about two car lengths back.
You want to talk about shake the points up in the parts for truck steer? How about we take the leader and put him on pit road, and he's still on pit road now. The 97 of John Fleming is losing laps as we speak. We are working lap 50 now, just 100 laps left to go in today's event. We're going to see some differences in the points, Tim Terry.
We might have ourselves a race when we go to Petty Raceway next week.
I do believe we're going to, as the sun pops back out and hits the racetrack. Fans sitting back in the shade, kind of nice here. But the action on the racetrack is red hot. The 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick is still leading this race. Back to the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, the 89 of Donald Chisholm, then the 88 of George Koskulik, and in fifth spot, the 0 of Sean Turpel. In sixth, you got the 18 of Darren McKinnon, 53 of Cole Butcher in seventh, the 31 of Colby Smith is running in the eighth spot, 52 of Tucker in ninth, and the 66 of Daryl Maher round out your top 10.
J.R. Fitzpatrick is absolutely smooth around this racetrack, hitting his marks every single lap. He runs down the back straightaway, and he's almost got a full straightaway lead right now on the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Yes, we know how good Dylan Blankhorn is, and yes, we know how good Donald Chisholm is, who's moved into position number 3. But J.R. Fitzpatrick, so smooth in that race car, so smooth on the line. I don't think at this point, Joe, anybody has anything for Fitzpatrick in the first 50 laps.
Is Fitzpatrick using the number 3 up? Doesn't look like it, Tim. It looks like he's really, really having a great ride in the car. What I am noticing is J.R. Fitzpatrick up around the middle groove here at Riverside, as opposed to down low. He's making the 3 work real good, and now he starts to drop down into turns 1 and 2. If you take a look at Dylan Blankhorn, he has got it pinned to the yellow line. It'll be interesting to see who's got what in about another 60, 70 laps.
Yeah, I think Fitzpatrick was on that second group to put a lap on the 14 and 32 cars. And now he'll come up on the 24 and the 8 of Kent Vincent. Another good car about to go one lap down to the Fast Eddie Raceway. Pioneer Cole, number 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. And don't look now, the 5 and 99 are on the same straightaway as the leader, the 29 and the 40 and the 21 of Sean Pierce. 5 really good race cars. If this stays green, that could go a lap down.
Amazing to see. I never thought I'd see the day where the 99 of Slon White, the 5 of Hicken, the 29 of Proud would be coming into a situation where they could be going a lap down at lap 60 in a race. But it is the case here today at Riverside International Speedway. Long green flag runs can sometimes play into your hand, Tim, or they can play against you. In most cases, on the racetrack right now, it's in favor of JR. It's not in the favor of those other guys just ahead of them.
No, it's looking like the 29, 40, 21, 5, and 99. They are going to have to get on the move and get on the move fairly quickly, because if not, they are about to lose a lap to the leader, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, making his way past the 14 of Terry Duguay. And we'll move up next on Sarah McKay. The Nova cars have actually swapped positions. Koskulik is now in third around Donald Chisholm. And the 18 of Darren McKinnon playing chase to the 0 of Sean Turbo, keeping him honest at position number 5. And that battle for fifth is a half track behind J.R. Fitzpatrick.
Unbelievable pace here today at Riverside International Speedway. All the way up to lap 65 of 150 lap. Ron McGilvery 150. It's the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, and it's all live today on racetimeradio.com. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. We sure do appreciate it. It's taken 3 shots to get this race in, but Mother Nature finally wants to see a race in the Parts for Trucks Tour. And we're getting to see a dandy here today, Tim.
Fourth time is a charm. Joe is the 18, works underneath the 0 of Sean Turbo. We've seen this battle play out many times this season already. Saw it earlier in the year at Petty International Raceway, and now it's going to play out again for position number 5 as the Shaw's towing 18. up into the zero almost, and they're going to have to get it settled quickly because they're coming up on the 14 of Dugay.
All things look pretty quiet over in race control for the Parts for Trucks Tour. You see Danny Harvey, the director, overlooking the field, and wow, look at this for action. Tim, here goes the 18 and the zero of Sean Turbel. That was real close, bud.
Oh, yeah, that was close. They're trying to lap the 14 of Terry Dugay, and the 18 slid up in front of the zero. The zero gave him a little tap, saying, I don't appreciate that, and they're still not past the 14. 18 will clear Terry Dugay, and now the zero of Turbel will try to get there as well, but it closed in Cole Butcher. So now we have a three-car battle. Is that three-car? As we talked about, those five cars, McEwen, the five of Hicken, the 21 of Pierce, the 99 of Slonwhite, they're all a lap down now to J.R. Fitzpatrick. What a pace.
What an amazing race here today at Riverside. J.R. Fitzpatrick putting a clinic on out here in the Parts for Trucks Tour. I can tell you, Tim, if J.R. goes on to win this Ron McGilvery 150, he is going to hoist that trophy high, because I'll tell you, that is a huge accomplishment. In a super late model car, J.R. Fitzpatrick proven today that he is one of those versatile drivers that absolutely every Canadian has to keep their eye on.
Yeah, easily one of the best in Canada as he works up on the 29 of Greg Proud, about a half straightaway behind the loyalist Marvin Tile Dodge. And just in front of them, if he can get past them, Joe, Colby Smith side by side with Sean Tucker, that's an eighth. And Daryl Maher in 10th on the same half straightaway as the three car of J.R. Fitzpatrick. And it's Fitzpatrick's putting on a heck of a pace, but next time by halfway.
Well, I'll tell you, the 89 of Donald Chisholm also kind of relaxed in there, probably playing it fairly cagey, wants to save his equipment. And all of these guys will be hoping for a caution here soon. Not a big one, but just a little one to let those tires maybe not be so angry with them, because they're sending them through the paces right now. Contact with the 66 and the 52, that was real close, Tim.
We're about to have a battle for position number two as well, Joe, as the 67 has company in George Koskulik. Koskulik has closed up on the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn as they try to lap the 8 car of Kent Vincent. Koskulik is there on the 67 and looking for position number two. What a drive by Koskulik.
Other battles on the racetrack, Tim. Got to get your attention back there to the 6 and 7 spot. The 0 of Turpel and the 53 of Cole Butcher. They're putting a show on down there as well. Man, there's racing all over the place. We are working lap 78.
Slonwhite off the pace in the 99 car. The Halifax Glass, number 99, off the pace and creeping down low on the back straightaway. And he's already a lap down, trying to keep that thing on the one lap down mark, as J.R. Fitzpatrick picking him up and laying him down. Greg Proud, one more lap down. The 66 of Daryl Maher is your 10th place driver. And now Fitzpatrick works to the outside of the K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting Chevy.
It's been clean and green for quite a while here in the Parts for Trucks Tour. We've got ourselves a wild race.
The Celtic Ford crew, I believe, over here in one of these suites just gave up a cheer, because George Koskulik has moved his way to second and driving away, at least trying to, from Dylan Blankhorn, the 21 of Sean Pierce, involved in this battle. He is a lap down, but there was a big cheer up here from the suite because Koskulik just took second.
Yeah, you're right, Tim. You know what? You won't find a driver any more driven than George Koskulik. Spoke with him on Monday night and again on Friday night. Spoke with him live. He's a man of few words, but I'll tell you, as he got some stories from back in the day. He is a crafty veteran in the Maritimes. He's rubbed elbows with guys like Junior Hanley and Don Biederman. Old George knows how to get the job done. And he's closing in on J.R. Fitzpatrick, but he's got a long, long way to go, bud.
Yeah, it's about a full straightaway between the 3 and the 88, the two Nova Racing cars running 1-2. And actually, if you look at it, the 89 of Donald Chisholm has the 8 car off the base. Contact 99, hard into the fence on corner number 1. Caution flag will fly. Hard hit for Craig Slonwhite, driver's side.
Oh, unfortunate. The 24, Steve Ross, did run up on the lap car. And just no room. Contact the 99 of Craig Slonwhite pays the big price there. Just ran out of real estate is what that looked like, Tim. Tough deal.
And the 99 tries to come down in front of the 24, Steve Ross. And Pace Truck going to have to back up here. I believe that 99 just may have took a swipe at Steve Ross. And You know, really, Joe, I don't think there was much that Steve Ross could have done. The 8 car, Kent Vincent, slowed off corner number 4 and a sudden slow down the straightaway. And then all of a sudden, Vincent grabs power again. And the 24 and the 99 are 3 wide with the 8. You can call it either way, but I don't think there was much the 24 could have done, and there really wasn't much the 99 could have done. And the 8 car, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you, Tim. That's what it looked like from this vantage point. Tough deal. You know what? We're going to slide out, take a quick break in the Ron McGillivray 150. We'll be back with you in just a couple of moments. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Don Thompson, Jr., and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Sure stuck with beer.
We're in trouble all the time. You read about us all in the papers. We walk around and bump into walls.
Get inside sports with Norm at Night.
Hi, everybody. I'm Storm and Norm Rumack, hosting Norm at Night on Canada Talks here on Sirius XM, covering all the teams and players and sports that you care about. I don't care where you live, wherever you are, the same teams and players that you follow, we follow here on this show, Norm at Night. So join us Monday to Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern, on Canada Talks on Sirius XM.
Get inside sports with Norm at Night.
Weeknights starting at 11 Eastern
on Canada Talks.
It's a historic weekend at Riverside International Speedway.
The General's back in town.
Tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
Keep her in one piece.
The Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour makes its return to Riverside International Speedway.
Woo!
Friday, August 15th, under the lights at Riverside International Speedway. It's the Ron McGillivray Chev Buick GMC 150.
That's racing in my books.
And that doesn't mean just the top two or the top three. We're talking about the top 28 cars here.
Live flag-to-flag coverage at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on racetimeradio.com. Get to riversidespeedway.ca for tickets and event details.
Hey, good job, bud.
Wherever you are,
Racetime Radio is there.
And the best part is,
it's free.
It's on your iPhone,
iPad,
BlackBerry,
Android,
or even the old way.
It's on your desktop, you little whippersnapper.
Get them, Gramps.
Streaming live or on demand.
You'll get it at racetimeradio.com.
The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series thunders into Canadian Tire Motorsport Park for their only race in Canada, Labor Day weekend.
Doubling up this time.
The Chevrolet Silverado 250. It's truck racing with a twist on the legendary road course.
Very fast racetrack, very technical racetrack. A lot of blind corners and overhill off-camera corners.
Also see the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series race presented by Pinty.
It's just crazy how tight the competition is. It's going to be a battle.
See the action zone and more. Come for the day, camp for the weekend. The Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 29th to the 31st.
I'm excited to go back. We had a pretty good run there. We learned enough to go back there and be better.
Tickets and info at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Dungog.
Six car single file line, 3 cars back,
then
2 by 2 all the way back.
Spanning the world of motorsports
to bring you the most comprehensive coverage around.
This is Racetime Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio live today from Riverside International Speedway. Timmy, that's what you call good timing. Lights out at top of the pace truck. We got the field starting to form behind it.
I believe we're going to have one more lap, though, before we do send this field back off. We have 9 drivers, I believe, on the lead lap of this thing. We'll have to double check, but I believe the 52 did get the free pass on that last caution flag. So next time by, we will go back to green. Your lead lap cars include the 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick, the 88 of George Koskulik, 67 Dylan Blankhorn, the 89 of Donald Chisholm, 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 0 of Turbo, the 31 of Colby Smith, your sportsman winner from earlier, and the 52 of Tucker, the 66 of Daryl Maher is pulling off of pit road, the 40 of Robbie McEwen. They're trying to get that car refired. They might lose a lap here, though. Green flag flies.
And J.R. Fitzpatrick picks it up exactly where he left off. He's out in front, but not by much. The 88 of George Koskulik, a little wiggled him off of turn 2. It's not going to make up any ground like that, but he reels it right back in on the 3 of Fitzpatrick. Oh, contact, 89 of Donald Chisholm, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Add in the 0 of Sean Turple. There's your top 5.
Oh, 67 gets turned by the zero into corner number three. Caution is out. There was definite contact between those two into three.
Yeah, Tim, there was. There's no doubt. There was a little bit of a touch there. Tight racing, you can guarantee that heading off into turns number three. You didn't want to see that happen. Those guys both running in the top five. And it was definite contact as Sean Turple tries to make his way down pit road. He's also got a little bit of a tore-up race car. 67, Dylan Blankhorn, there it is, crew, getting her done.
Yeah, Wendy just grabbed the saw and gave it to Paul. And Wade Slawn White, Paul Blankhorn trying to bend that thing back into place. It's Wendy's birthday, by the way.
That's not the way you say happy birthday.
Well, it's not, but do you have any cookies?
Who's got cookies?
Wendy made cookies today. She might have some left.
Well, where are they? Bring them up here.
They are in the 67 trailer.
No, well, that doesn't do us any good. We're only about a half a mile away from that.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we can put out a page for later in the race. Maybe we can get some up here. But they were delicious. I had some earlier.
Well, we'll try and get some of those. That'd be a good thing. Let's have a look down pit road. We work lap 84 here, caution is out in the Ron McGilvery 150. The 21 of Sean Pierce is down away. He's going to come back out onto the track. The 99, Craig Slonwhite, involved in a wreck just a little while ago there. Crew looks like they're working. Car's jacked up. The 0 of Turple also getting attention from his crew. The number 8, H&P Glover. Number 8 of Kent Vincent. His crew is going underneath the hood or trying to tape it down or something. They'll have a look at that number 8 car. 67 of Dylan Blankhorn getting a little bit of tape on his. McEwen back in. Looks like he could have some electrical stuff, but the crew's working on it. 51 of Vance Haynes and the number 29 of Greg Proud just had the hood slammed down, and he's going to start to roll. But look who's back, Timmy.
97 of John Fleming. Opportune time. The 67 of Blankhorn there. Trying to take that thing back together. The 52 of Tucker got the free pass in the last caution. It's the 5 of Jonathan Hicken here. Well, so as long as everybody can get back off of pit road, there should be 10 drivers on the lead lap. And just to go back from that previous caution, the 99 of Slonwhite had bent up the rear end of that race car in corner number 1.
Yeah.
It looks like they have it taped back together. It's down and away. I don't know how big the downforce is going to be on the back end of that race car, but it looks okay from this vantage point. It's not pristine, but it looks okay.
Yeah, there'll be some bumper bars bending in that. The 97 of Fleming returns to the racetrack, comes into the event, the point leader. Tim, I do believe he's either 48 or 49 laps down. The caution came out when he was involved just with the car shutting off, coming down the backstretch. And I do believe, Tim, that was around lap 35, because I was going to say, in the IWK 250, it was an early pit stop for the number 97, and look at how that race turned out for him.
We might have to get our marketing guru, Tara Foster, to go over and check and see how many laps the 97 is down right now, and 49, she says 49, she's good, 49 laps down.
She's good. How about me? I got it figured out. I had it before she did. I said 48, or 49.
Yeah,
or 50.
Or
50.
67 back to the racetrack. Dylan Blankhorn comes back with a lot of 100-mile-an-hour tape on the back end in the 29, and it looks like the zero is beginning to roll, too.
And we got the starter. He's doing a great job down there on the starter stand. He's got the cars doubled up. Lights are out, I do believe, on the Dartmouth Dodge parts for trucks. Dodge Ram doing a beautiful job on that track. Sun beating down on this facility. This is the kind of day we were all looking for here in the Maritimes, and we got it. Nice warm temperature as well. Lights go out atop the pace truck this time. Timmy, let's see what the number 3 can do at the beginning of this as we work lap 84.
I'm not sure if the suites took note of who's running top 3, but we have a Nova Racing 1, 2, 3, Fitzpatrick, Koskulik, and Donald Chisholm, your top 3, as we get ready to see green. 84 laps completed. Here comes Fitzpatrick on the throttle. Green flag flies.
Man, did JR get on that gas. He almost spun those tires, if he didn't, a little wee bit. The 88 of Koskulik and the 89 are going to form a little bit of a two-car battle here. You can see it coming, but the 18 of McKinnon, 66, Daryl Marr, really slow, Tim, to come up to speed. He's at the back now, and he seems to have got his power back.
And they're continuing to bottle up the field. The 32, the 29, 24, and 67 of Dylan Blankhorn trying to get through all this mess that is back here. Blankhorn still on the lead lap. A lot of these drivers that he's battling are not in the lead lap. The zero of Turple trying to get through the same mess as they try to bob and weave their way up through. That's 9th and 10th right now, but they get a ton of lap traffic in front of them.
Yeah, the 97 of Fleming is back out on the racetrack, as mentioned. Looks like he's got things fixed there, Tim. That car's flying along pretty good. But up front, it is lap 89. That'd be the Donald Chisholm lap, the 3, the 88, and the 89. 1, 2, 3, along with the 18, the 5. And we got a battle with the 31-52 for that 6th spot, Tim.
Colby Smith looking pretty good here this afternoon as he and the 52 go side by side the King competition. Number 31 to the inside of the Doppelstein service and maintenance. Number 52 as they go into corner number one, side by side, and up in front, Joe, Nova Racing beginning to extend their advantage.
Top five, nose to tail with about a car and a half length in between each one. Then you got side by side, 31-52. Oh, a little bit of contact there, Tim. 31 got into the 52, but they stay still side by side.
52 on the outside, trying to pinch that 31 a little bit, trying to take that line away just a little bit to get that position. And you can see the 31 all up the side of that King Freight Line 31. There's a whole lot of tire marks now from that 52 of Sean Tucker. Tucker will take the spot and will move to position number 6. And here comes the 53 of Butcher trying to put his nose in the battle as well. He's a lead lap car. Speaking of lap down cars, so Fleming back onto pit road on lap 93.
Yeah, he is, Tim. It looks like the boys are going to go back under the hood of that number 97 as we work lap 95 now at Riverside International Speedway. What a day we've got for the Ron McGilvery 150. J.R. Fitzpatrick out in front of this field, the 88 of George Koskulik, then the 89 of Donald Chisholm, 18 of Darren McKinnon, and the 5, the other part of the PEI posse, is running out and rounding out your top 5. These guys look pretty comfortable to stay where they are right now. But, Tim, you've only got, what, like 53 laps to get the job done. It's just a little better than a Saturday night shootout left here.
99 of Slonwhite is back off the pace as they roll through 3 and 4. And I know he was a little upset at Steve Ross and not trying to predict anything, but we've seen it before here at Riverside International Speedway where guys have got upset at each other. 99 is off the pace and already at least a lap down. Keep a half eye on Slonwhite.
What a dynamite race here. The 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick still able, Tim, to keep the car pinned down in the corners. Man, that car doesn't look like it's lost anything. It looks as fresh now as it did on lap number 3, because lap number 1 really didn't look good for him.
No, the 3 car of J.R. Fitzpatrick flat flying here. Koskulik at this point looks like he has the second fastest car, and Donald Chisholm right now looks like he has the third fastest car, but I think Darren McKinnon might be saving something here. The 18 kind of keeping pace these last few laps with that number 89 of Donald Chisholm. So, but there's still about 3 or 4 car lengths between the 89 and the 18. So we'll see what happens there. The 5 of Jonathan Aiken comfortably in 5th. Tucker, Smith, and then Butcher, and then Blankhorn trying to get back up there to that battle.
Yeah, we got 3 digits up on the board now. How about lap 101 as J.R. Fitzpatrick dives it down into turn 3 and 4. Make that lap 102. And the 88 and 89 seem to be sitting right where they are. J.R. Fitzpatrick is really, really laying a race down here. He's stretching out another good sizable lead.
Yeah, he's wheeling that race car right now. J.R. Fitzpatrick putting on a show for the fans here at Riverside International Speedway. 89 is closing up onto the 88 as the 32 of McKay goes to pit road. Tough break for the AE McKay Builders, number 32, as Colby Smith and Cole Butcher nearly have a moment in corner number 2, and Colby Smith may be off the pace here.
Tim, these guys are laying laps down like it is qualifying. I'll tell you, they're burning laps down on this racetrack. I'm trying to look around seeing if I can find any real ill-handling cars. And everybody looks fairly stable. We got trouble.
31 of Colby Smith blowing up, and he spins it back onto traffic. And Pierce drives right up on the door of Terry Duguay as they try to slow down. Fitzpatrick will try to weave his way through here. Caution will fly, and I think the 31 may have cooked the crate or whatever is in that motor.
Yeah, yeah. No mosquitoes down in that area. The skitters won't be a problem down that way. Tough deal for the number 31 of Colby Smith. It's not going to be two for two today here at Riverside. He's going to go to the crew and get some attention.
And there is a very heavy trail of oil coming from that race car. So we saw three and four with Pierce trying to slow down, Duguay trying to slow down. That part of the racetrack is very oily right now, and they'll probably have to send the cleanup crew out to massage the oil into the racetrack.
Yeah, the fastest cleanup crew in all of the Maritimes is going to hit the track, and we will get things cleaned up. You can see the shine, actually, Tim, down in turn number three. As mentioned there, man, when it blows up, it really blows up hard. Look at the shine on the rear wheels of that number 31 King Freight car. The boys will probably pop the hood here and have a look, but it's not going to be good. You can guarantee that. The 14 of Terry Duguay, also coming down pit road. He was just about a launch pad for, which car was it that was
21,
climbed up?
21, Sean Pierce. They tried to get slowed down. The 14 got a little sideways. The 21 tried to get on the binders, and it just happened. They tried to slow down for what was going on in front of them. But nevertheless, the three car, J.R. Fitzpatrick, class of the field so far. But on that run, the 89 got a little bit closer to the 88 of George Koskulik. We could see a battle here for position number two. I like the idea of the 18, though, running in position number four has been lightning quick.
Okay, Tim, let's have a listen on the scanner, see what we can hear.
Go talk to Stevie. Run down. That left front. We can jam it on this. We can take the Spring River over the right wrist, left rear.
Listening to it, Tim, I don't know who we've got there, but we'll have a scan in here, and we'll try and figure out how things are coming down there. It'd be cool to hear from J.R. Fitzpatrick and find out what's going on inside that race car. I think it's pretty safe to say he'd say, I'm just having a great day here in Nova Scotia. What a dream driving this number three.
Sunday afternoon drive. 97 to Fleming back out on the racetrack as he will go around the cleanup crew that is parked in corner number three. And actually, the cleanup crew is taking up two of the three lanes of that racetrack. That's probably not the best place for that cleanup crew to be parking, but...
Yeah, tough deal. Okay, what do you say we hit a quick break here on Race Time? We'll be back with you live from Riverside. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Todd Lewis from the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series television crew. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
It's a historic weekend at Riverside International Speedway.
The General's back in town.
Tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
Keep her in one piece.
The Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour makes its return to Riverside International Speedway.
Woo!
Friday, August 15th, under the lights at Riverside International Speedway. It's the Ron McGilvery Chev Buick GMC 150.
That's racing in my books.
And that doesn't mean just the top two or the top three. We're talking about the top 28 cars here.
Live flight-to-flight coverage at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on racetimeradio.com. Get to riversidespeedway.ca for tickets and event details.
Hey, I'm your cousin Brucey. I'm inviting you to check out 60s on 6, which presents what I think is the greatest decade of rock and roll, the 60s. There's only one way to select music, cousins. It's not by a machine. It's by the human heart and the soul. It's fueled by human beings. And that's why it reflects the decade so well. 60s on 6. You're going to hear something very special. And me, your cousin Brucey. That's 60s on 6 and on the Sirius XM app.
The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series thunders into Canadian Tire Motorsport Park for their only race in Canada, Labor Day weekend.
Doubling up this time here.
The Chevrolet Silverado 250. It's truck racing with a twist on the legendary road course.
Very fast racetrack. Very technical racetrack. A lot of blind corners and overhill off-camera corners.
Also see the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series race presented by Pinty.
It's just crazy how tight the competition is. It's going to be a battle.
See the action zone and more. Come for the day. Camp for the weekend. The Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 29th to the 31st.
I'm excited to go back. We had a pretty good run there. We learned enough to go back there and be better.
Tickets and info at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Dumb dog.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Welcome back
Race Time Radio.
Bonjour, ici Andrew Angers, coureur de la voiture 27. Vous écoutez Race Time Radio. I'm Andrew Ranger. You're listening Race Time Radio.
And welcome back to Race Time Radio. We work lap number 102 of the 150 for the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150. Cleanup still ongoing in corner number 3, and there is a lot of stay dry to be put down in a corner number 3. The Ron McGilvery cleanup crew will go to work, along with, I believe that's Doug Burt over there in corner number 3 from the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour, helping to sweep into the stay dry. Couple of cars on pit road. Sarah McKay in the 32 just returned to the racetrack. The 31 of Colby Smith up on jack stands. I believe Robbie McEwen is out of the event as that team has been on pit road for a little while. Fleming back out on the racetrack. He's been on and off pit road over 50 laps down in this event. The 29 of Greg Proud should be the free pass car as he is in line to pass the pace truck. But out in front, it's all number 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick has dominated this event so far. Second place currently belongs to the 88 of George Koskulik. Third place, the 89 of Donald Chisholm, trying to go back-to-back this weekend and take both ends of his doubleheader. The 18 of Darren McKinnon runs in position number 4. And fifth is the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. The 52 of Sean Tucker in a 6th. Seventh is the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Eighth is the 0 of Sean Turple. Ninth on back. There's a few cars there, Joe, that are a lap or so down. I know you're over there with the scoring monitor. What are you seeing?
I can't see it. There's too many.
Tell Scott to move.
Danny Harvey's a big wall to walk through. I can't get by him.
That's Scott Cunning. He's even a bigger wall.
Oh, that's Scott. Sorry, Scott. Oh, and I see...
He's eating popcorn. Don't disturb him.
The GM is working hard, too. What do you think, Danny Harvey, director for the tour? Things not going too bad today.
No, it's going pretty good. These guys are, on a regular basis, they're pretty good. I don't want to say we have them trained, but we got each other trained because we all work well together, and it's been working pretty good.
Yeah, well, you guys are doing a dynamite job. You can see the proof on the racetrack. I don't know if we've seen the last pass or not. You also race. You raced here last night in a legend car. What's that number 3 going through out there? He's got to be having a good day out there. Will the handle stay on it for another whole 49 laps, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, this track is tough at the best of times. And last night with the Canadian Tire Series being here and the different kind of rubber that they put down in the track, it changes the setup and everything. Like our legend cars to these cars, it had to be a challenge for them all day, I would think.
Yeah. Donald Chisholm also, I don't think, has shown his hand yet. It'll be interesting, but I see Art Steeves up here, too. Tim, let's get a quick word with Art Steeves. He's going in to the Maritime Hall of Fame. How about that? Art Steeves, you feeling all right, bud? I know you were under the weather here early today.
Oh, a little bit, and I've been chomping at the bit to get back down there, but superseded by medical staff and... It's hard for me to be up here. I think it's probably the first bit of a race that I've missed for years, actually. But, it's kind of a lonesome feeling up here, but they just won't let me go back.
That's okay. Look at all your friends surrounding you. You got another Hall of Famer up here. You're all set.
It's an honor. I was overwhelmed just to be nominated. If it hadn't gone any further, I was still content. But I got a nice little letter here a couple of weeks ago, and it's true after all. They weren't teasing me after all.
Well, sit back, relax, hydrate, and I know we'll see you at the next race. You'll be in good shape.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it already, but it's hard for me to sit out this afternoon.
I know. Okay, that's Art Steeves. Back over to you, Timmy. Things going to start firing up here real soon.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go green. The free pass car of Greg Proud just got past the pace car. He'll pass Sarah McKay and find his way into line. I believe he's going to pass the 21 and the 97 and a couple of the other lap-down cars. So... he'll get back into line in just a few moments' time. We'll be back to green momentarily. And I see you're standing with somebody else, too. That
I am, actually. We changed provinces this past week. I stayed here in the Maritimes, and Rudy Foster, Parts for Trucks, he got a chance to go visit beautiful Ontario. Rudy, you didn't work on your suntan, I see.
How could I? It rained and almost snowed there one night. But overall, the scenery was good, Joe, but not as good as Nova Scotia.
I back you there 100%. Man, we had some beautiful days. I don't want to rub it in, but Jerry and I basked in the sunshine here in beautiful Antigonish. We did think about you a couple of times. You were in Orillia. Did you catch any fish?
No, we never even seen one.
Well, you should have seen. Well, I guess this is the fish capital. I don't know what you could have found in Ontario, but good time had by all.
Yes, we had a very good time. Nice to relax and come back to beautiful Riverside.
And it was your wife's birthday, I do believe, on the weekend. That went over well?
Yes, it did. I'm not saying how old.
Chicken. Okay. Rudy Foster, Parts for Trucks, thanks for your support of this beautiful tour out here in the Maritimes. It doesn't get any better than this, Tim. Starter is indicating, I do believe, he wants to see him single file, maybe. I don't know. Because they're doubling up on the back stretch.
We do have a couple of pieces. I believe that's rubber, Joe, in the middle of 3 and 4. And whatever it was, Koskulik's got it the last time by. But I believe it's just rubber, so he should be okay. We're going to send one of our officials up there to take care of the rubber that is sitting in the middle of corner number 4. And she's a big chunk of rubber, so we'll send the team around. He'll pick that up, and we'll be back to green momentarily. And I know, Joe, you've been following Twitter and social media and everything else. I just got a Facebook message from Buddy Munn. He's up there in New Brunswick, wanted to be here. Crew member on Sarah McKay's team, and want to say hello to him. And I know he's listening in on Racetime Radio to see how her and the rest of the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour drivers are doing. And I want to say hello to Chantel Ackles. I don't know where she is. She disappeared from the tower here. She was up here with us.
She did, yeah.
She'll eventually get back up here, I think.
Sure. Look at the hay going on that wagon. Tim, you know that we're starting to get late in the season when you see a wagon load of hay like that going by.
And that's going down the highway. That's not on the racetrack.
No,
for those
no,
that are
no.
listening.
Yeah, it's going way down. I wonder if he's going to clear this bridge.
He's not. He's coming towards racetrack. He's coming up exit 30.
Well, he is, too. He's probably going to roll in. He wants to catch the end of the Ron McGillivray 150.
Well, you know, if you've never been to Riverside International Speedway and you're coming down from, let's say, the Halifax area, and you roll up on exit 30, it's a two-lane highway, and when you roll up, it's just like this racetrack comes out of the trees, out of the forest. It's you see the tower, and then you see the racetrack, and when you drive by here, and I've never driven by when there's a race going on, because obviously I've been here, but I'm assuming if you drive by when there's a race on, the beautiful scenery, the beautiful, you see all the people, you see all the race cars, it's a sight to see in itself. You want to get down here and see a race, but you'll be amazed, even when you pull up the 104 and you come on to exit 30, just the scenery that you see of Riverside International Speedway, it leaves you in awe.
Yeah, it does. It's a beautiful setting here at the Speedway. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again right now. This is Canada's number one oval track. You can search the country. We've got a lot of great racetracks and a lot of beautiful speedways, Sunset Speedway. There's a whole list of them. But I got to tell you, the number one facility has to go to Riverside International Speedway. Beautiful banking, just a gorgeous facility. John Chisholm really, really did it here at this place. Just a beautiful job, and we get to enjoy it for a lot of years to come, thanks to the Parts for Trucks Tour and all the different racing that takes place here. Tim, good time to talk about the schedule. Where does the tour go from here? I know you've still got, what, three races left to go?
Three races, Petty International Raceway for the River Glade International in, well, I guess it's 6 days' time now because we're on a Sunday. It races on a Saturday. And then we have an off week. A lot of the drivers will head other places to race, and we'll talk about that in just a moment time. Then we head back to Riverside International Speedway here, and I guess it's 3 weeks for the Lucas Oil 150. And then in a month time, Dartmouth Dodge 200 to close off the season at Scotia SpeedWorld. And we talked about tweets. Josh Paul is listening to us up in the, I'm sure he's up in the Speedway 660 area, and his father, Paul Gahan, races at Speedway 660. And he sent out a tweet and said, you guys should broadcast the 250 at Speedway 660. Call Max and Gary, get them on the horn, and get us up there. I'd love to broadcast that race on RTR.
Well, Max, Gary, if you're tuned in, you can always give us a shout, and we can have a look at it. As long as we're not doing a Parts for Trucks tour, then I guess you could say Racetime Radio is available. But, Tim, lights out atop the pace car, and we are going back to green this time. Looks like George Koskulik wants to try and lead a lap.
I think that's the first time on any restart this afternoon that anybody's had anything for Fitzpatrick, and now Koskulik bottles up the outside line and the 89 to the inside side by side with the Nova Construction Ford Fusions, and the 18 of Darren McKinnon is there in fourth. And look at Tucker up to position number 5 and coming to the front.
I told you Donald Chisholm hasn't used up that 89. Here he comes. He's up to second now and closing in. Oh, tight contact.
This is going to be big. Tucker on the inside wall. Back out in front of traffic. It's the big one. The 18 of McKinnon is up against the wall, back end into turn 2. That was big, and it started with the 18 and 88. somebody wasn't clear, Joe, and I don't know who it was, but there was two cars there going for the same piece of real estate.
Yeah, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, definitely not clear. The 52 of Tucker, man, you can see the rear end of that car, Tim, from this vantage point. Looks like the rear end is plain knocked sideways in that number 52 machine. That was one scary wreck. The 88 of George Koskulik pinched straight into the fence. I can't see the 88. Where is that race car? I can see the 5 of Hicken.
It's down on pit road.
Oh, it's already on pit road right in front of me. Look at that. I was looking too hard. They are changing the rubber up. They will get George, or at least they're going to hope to get George, back down and away and back out into this field. But even the 5 on the backstretch, Tim, is tore up.
The 29 of Greg Proud looks more like a Dodge Caliber than a Dodge Charger, as that thing is shortened up on the back end. Turpel down on the pit road. Darren McKinnon, the crew, will go over and check on the 18. Tucker is out of his race car. He is okay. A little bit dejected, I'm sure, but we talked earlier about Fleming being... He's not out of this race. He's 50-something laps down. Tucker, if they don't get this car back out, is likely going to finish 47 laps down. We're going to red flag this race here, and this could be big for the points. Dylan Blankhorn is still in this, and right now he's pacing in third.
Yeah, good idea to shut these cars off in one respect so that we make sure we're not going to end up with a fuel mileage race here at Riverside today. On the other side of that coin, though, Tim, these cars are red hot after doing a lot of green flag runs. Yes, they were just under caution. Is this going to have implications? Are cars going to overheat because of the stoppage? I guess we're going to have to wait and find out. But definitely a big caution flag here at Riverside. The 52 of Tucker involved pretty well looks like he's got the worst end of the stick here. The 18 of McKinnon also up against the fence. Drivers are okay, and we've got the 88 of George Koskulik out.
George is out of the race car, and he's not happy. Like you can see the body language on the 88, and I think he already has a cold drink in his hand, so that might help him a little bit.
Yeah, tough deal for the 88 of George Koskulik, just a byproduct on the high side, making some moves, and man, oh man, the 18 just right up in there. At least that's what it looked like from this side. It could have been the 52. I don't know.
And you see a couple of different crew members over there. I see Stewie Slonway trying to lend a hand to the 88 team should they need it. But the crew is not really working quickly on that race car.
Well, red flags out. Nobody can do much, right?
Well, if that's the case in the 5 car, is they've got 3 or 4 guys around the front end of that race car.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the red flag rule is here. But there's the 52 as he goes back on the hook. And that thing over there is shortened up big time on the back end, and now the 52 team, they have 2 wrecked race cars. I know Dustin had a tough night last night at Speedway 660 in the Pro Stock feature, so a lot of work to be done heading in to next week at Petty International Raceway.
Yeah, 2 past winners of the IWK 250 on the racetrack right now, both needing a hook. The 52 of Tucker's car really tore up bad on the back end. The 18 of Darren McKinnon is also going to need some assistance by the look of it. Wow. Lap 103. Tough deal here. It is the Ron McGilvery 150 live today from Riverside International Speedway. Parts for Trucks Tour. Tim, looking at the schedule from here, looking at the points, and looking at the situation that we've got in front of us, the 97 of John Fleming comes into today's race as the point leader. Don't think he's going to leave as the point leader, but what's he doing for points there? You'll be right on top of it.
Well, if you look at this racetrack, and we don't have a scoring monitor in front of us, but when you come in, it's the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn that runs in position number 3. And, Joe, I don't have the points on me, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw up our Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour app, which you can grab on all your smartphones, your Androids, your Blackberries, your Apples, and I'm going to hit the points tab, and we're going to find that John Fleming is ahead of the points with 1611 over Sean Tucker at 1581, and then it's a huge jump to Dylan Blankhorn. Blankhorn cannot make up all those points in one race, but he can surely make a huge jump here, and then looking back, it's only 5 points back to Jonathan Hicken, and Sean Turple's had some tough sledding here today, but I believe he's still on the racetrack with 15-13, and Butcher only 1 point behind him, and then a tie for 7th between Darren McKinnon and Greg Proud. So the points are close, especially from 3rd on back, if the 97 has a tough race today, Joe, and then you look at the 52, and he will likely, because the rear end on that car does not look healthy, he's likely going to finish 50 laps down around the point that the 97 is. It's going to be about status quo between them. The big gain is going to be a guy like Blankhorn or a guy like maybe Jonathan Hicken, but Hicken is down on pit road right now. Heavy work going on to that race car, so maybe he might not gain much either.
Yeah, a lot of wrecked race cars, a lot of damaged race cars here today. Tough, tough stuff. But, you know, I look back to last night's Wilson 300 here at Riverside, and the number three car was out front of that race, too, had a dynamite race going. Jason Hathaway was really doing a great job out there. What are you giggling at?
I read a tweet that he was not happy with a lap car after that race. I was not happy with a lap car and congratulated Donald Chisholm all in the same tweet. So do you have any audio from Jason Hathaway by any chance?
As a matter of fact, I do. Tim caught up with Jason Hathaway, driver of the Rockstar number three. Here's what Jay had to say when he climbed out of that number three.
That didn't end the way you wanted it, but man, did you have a rocket fest number three here today at Riverside.
Yeah, we had a great car. Class of the field, I think. I think Donald and I pretty much had the boys covered, and, you know, tough deal. Wrecked by a couple lap cars, and try to run everybody clean week in and week out, and that's the way it goes. It's a tough sport. If this was easy, everybody would do it.
Man, you and Oval Tracks, you've really got it dialed in. You've got a great package. The team just flawless, really. That's all you needed was just a little bit of luck this time around. I think you would have had another checkered flag.
Yeah, we were strong. I love coming out here and racing this track. It's a beauty of a track, and had a lot of fun. So if it wasn't me, I'm glad Donald won, and he deserves it. He lost that IWK by a little bit, and ended up getting a NASCAR win for his dad, so I was pretty proud of him.
No burns, no cuts, no scrapes. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Hoping for a few bloody knuckles, but we didn't get a chance to get at each other 47 tonight, but we'll see each other 4 years out.
Attention's got to be solely on the oval tracks. You've got Kawartha coming up, Barrie coming up, one more road course, and you're good at that one too.
Yeah, we were running second last year when we had some motor issues with about 15 to go, I think it was. So we're strong there. I wouldn't count us out for CTMP having a win there at a road course. So we'll see what happens. Can't wait to get back to Barrie and Kawartha for sure on the ovals. But I love Mossport too. It's nice to go Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. Whoops. And have a little fun there. So we've got Princess Auto will be on board that weekend. So nice race for them to pick and have a good show. And Rockstar gave us another good run and a lot of support. So had fun.
Yeah, good to hear from Jason Hathaway. Lucky looked pretty scary last night. The car on fire. And, man, he had a really, really stout car. Donald was keeping his distance, but you knew Donald had a fast machine as well. It was going to be a matter of time, and unfortunately, the three car ended up getting wrecked.
And that's a tough break for him as we refire our super late models, and we get ready to go back to the green flag momentarily as there's the 18 car, Darren McKinnon, as he gets a little help from the Arbuckles flat deck, and he'll head back to the pit area. And smart thing, I don't think Darren got out of that race car. I think he's still in that race car that is on the flat deck, and that might be a smart thing. I see a couple of team members carrying the hood over. I know they had to make their way past the 88 of George Koskulik. I'm not sure if there was anything said, but they're keeping their head craned over to that 88 car as they carry that hood back.
Well, I think, Tim, what you had there was just a mistake more than anything. You know, like sometimes you hear that spotter, sometimes you miss it. I don't think there was anything intentional there. I don't believe so. Anyway, it did cause some major damage to some really good race cars that had an opportunity here today. But we are working lap 103 at Riverside, the 29 of Greg Proud.
They're going to try to push that race car, but with the way that rear end is bent up, I don't know if this is going to be pretty or not.
Well, damage clause, maybe? I don't know. What do you think?
This might work.
Oh, there's one bar that's still solid in the back of that 29 Dodge. That just shows you how tough that Dodge dealer's Dodge really is, Tim.
Yeah, and the other half, the sheet metal is pushed up on that number 29, and Greg Proud gets going again, and I don't know how that thing is staying straight, and because that thing looks, that's used up on the back end.
Well, these cars are pretty resilient. They got them built well in the Parts for Trucks Tour. Keep a good mind on safety aspects, and you've got some real good construction. A lot of really well-prepared race cars. And you can tell, Tim, when they take a hit like this and they're able to get back into the race and be competitive as Most of these guys are here today. It's the Ron McGilvery 150, 103 laps in the books. Your next race, Tim, your next race comes up at Petty.
At Petty, coming up on a Saturday. Atlantic Tilt Low Time Trials at 5:10, racing is at 6. Don't have the date right in front of me, but it is next Saturday, so we don't take a week off. It's the 23rd. Thank you, Jessica. August 23rd, we go to Petty International Raceway. Off week, and a lot of those drivers will be headed towards probably Speedway 660 or maybe enjoying the final off week of the season, because after that, there's two more weeks of this season to finish off. We head back here for the Lucas Oil 150 and then to Scotia Speed World for the Dartmouth Dodge 200 to really close off this 2014 campaign. A lot of racing to be done, not only on the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour. We saw Scotia Speed World's weekly show last week when we were down there for the Dartmouth Dodge 100. They have some great racing to conclude their season as well. It's going to be an exciting way to close off this 2014 campaign. But now, long red flag. These drivers have had the opportunity to collect themselves, and now we are getting ready to go back to the green flag, and we have the 3 and the 89 who look pristine up on the front row, maybe minus a donut mark on the door. And then you have the battle of the shortened-up race cars, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn in third and Greg Proud in the 29 in fourth.
You know, that number three car is the same car, I do believe, that Matt Crafton put on the pole for the IWK 250 back in July, actually on July the 19th here at Riverside. Matt Crafton did a great job yesterday. His teammate goes to victory lane at Michigan. Happy Johnny Sauter. Those guys are lighting the lamp, so to speak, and you can bet that Johnny is really a happy dude. After winning Michigan, that's a fast track. What do you got happening there? The 52?
The 52 at Tucker. They're taping the rear end of that race car, at least the sheet metal around it, back down. I don't know if they're coming back out or not, but I think that's Mike McKenzie down there with the tape. I see some of Sarah McKay's crew down there taping the rear end of that race car as well. They're still underneath the rear end of that race car. It might be a little while before they come back out, but it looks like they're making an effort to come back out on this racetrack.
Yeah, George Skulik's not so good. He is still sitting on pit road. Crew not touching the car. George will be somewhere around there, probably up having a look over this race. But caution flag waves. It's going to be another lap or two, Tim, before we get back under the green flag here. But look for a good start out of that number three, J.R. Fitzpatrick. He's led pretty well every lap of this race. He's been doing a dynamite job in that Parts for Truck Stewart car. It's the Pioneer Ford that he is in, Pioneer Cole Ford. He's got Fast Eddie Racewear on the hood of that machine, and J.R. Fitzpatrick having a great day out here in Nova Scotia, as we all are. Great crowd on hand here at Riverside. Thanks so much, everybody, for coming out and sticking with the races this weekend. It's been a rain-plagued weekend to kick it off, but hey, we're getting blessed now. Nice sunshine out here in Nova Scotia.
And attrition has brought us down to 15 race cars in this racetrack as the pace car has headed to pit road. The three of Fitzpatrick on the hammer again. Chisholm on the outside. Green flag flies. They funnel into corner number one. Blankhorn on the inside of Greg Proud. And now Cole Butcher trying to take it away from Daryl Murr in car number 66. 66 around in corner number three. They all check up. Nobody else gets into the 66, and I believe he kept it off the wall. Caution flag will fly.
Yeah, could be still a little bit slippery down there, Tim, down in turns number three and four. Looked like Dylan Blankhorn, but the 66 of Daryl Murr just sort of got into that little bit of a slick spot there, and around that car went. Good avoiding on behalf of Kent Vinson. He got the number eight Glover car wowed up, so he didn't make any contact, so he did avoid it. And we are back under the yellow flag.
They're leaning into the window of the 52 with Sean Tucker. The Dexter team is now over there looking over that race car. And I say that because it's critical for the point standings when you look at it, Joe. 52 is right now sitting on pit road. The 67 is on the racetrack circulating. The 5 is on the racetrack. The 0 is on the racetrack, albeit not the first place point battle per se, because Fleming is still out there, albeit 50 laps down. Tucker's still ahead of the 97. But those other cars that I just mentioned are trying to close in on the 52, and right now they've got about, well, the 67's probably making about 30 points or so thereabouts on the 52 as the 52 sits on pit road. And I don't know if we completed a lap or not, but if we did, that would put Tucker one lap down if he can get out here. But they are back on jack stands now. The 52 car is they're back underneath the race car looking at it one more time, I believe.
Well, I don't know what they could possibly do. From what I could see from up here, Tim, it looked like the rear end was knocked just about sideways in that race car. He's got a good crew, but, man, that would take a little bit of time to fix that, I would think.
I don't think Sean's gotten out of the race car yet, though, and I've never heard the words give up or quit out of the 52 team. Mike McKenzie, I believe that is down there looking at that race car, and there go the jack stands once again. So it looks like it's going to be another extended stay for the 52 at Tucker as they go over to the driver's side. They were working on the passenger side of that race car, but now they go back to the driver's side of the 52 at Tucker. And you talk about teamwork, there's three or four different teams down there. The Turple team is down there. Sarah McKay's team is down there, and I believe it's all of Sarah McKay's team because I think the only one that's back at the trailer is Paul Blankhorn, and I don't think Paul Blankhorn's a member of the 32 team, but he's on top of their trailer. But there's three or four teams down there that are working on this 52 car to try to get it back out there.
You talked about it earlier today in the broadcast. You were out in PEI last night, out at Oyster Bed Speedway. Caught yourself some open late model racing out there, points night. What was it like? Take us around the province here. Tell us what we got to look forward to out here in the Maritimes from a regular racing standpoint.
And they've got four races left. Their final Saturday night show is next week. Then they move to Sunday at 2 in September to close off their season. But Robbie McEwen put on a show last night. Chris Fournier actually had a brand new motor in his 00 car. And it was Fournier finishing second to the 40. Great car counts over there. Great fan count. Beautiful racetrack. If you're over in PEI, go over there and take in a weekly show. We're off in 2 weeks. They race on the Labor Day Monday, so perfect opportunity to head over there. But speaking about seeing some racing, we're getting ready to see some more as the pace truck pulls back onto pit road. And we are getting ready to see some more green flag racing. J.R. Fitzpatrick's been the class of the field, but what does Donald Chisholm have left?
Oh, I bet he's still got lots. We got 15 cars on the racetrack, and not one of them is a start and park, Tim. We have a green flag coming back out side by side for the battle. Give a slight advantage to the three.
Yeah, J.R. Fitzpatrick takes the advantage and launches off corner number two down the back straightaway. Car length lead now on his teammate, the 89, 67, and 29 side by side. And Dylan Blankhorn looking to the outside of the 89 of Donald Chisholm. I don't think Big Bird's done yet. Dylan Blankhorn to the outside of the 89, side by side for second.
Look at Turple on the high side as well, Tim. He is coming with that Zero Dexter Construction Chevrolet. Ooh, three wide down the front stretch. Man, that got tight in a hurry.
Yeah, the five car, Jonathan Hicken pulled his foot out of it. The 53 and the zero side by side as Turple tries to pick up what he can. The 53 on the inside of the zero, and it's missing some sheet metal is the zero. The five to the inside of Jonathan Hicken looking to pick up one more spot on the zero of Turple. Meanwhile, Big Bird up to second. Dylan Blankhorn has got the 89 by a car length.
Well, you got Big Bird coming up in second spot, but you got that J.R. Fitzpatrick kind of bird out front, and he is, I don't know, he might as well be in a firebird right now. He is flying out there on the racetrack, lap 109, coming to lap 110 in the Ron McGilvery 150 Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour race, live from Riverside.
We kept saying earlier with the Nova Racing 123, technically the 67 is a former Nova Racing race car. They bought that from the Nova Racing stable, a former George Koskulich race car, and now the 67 runs it in position number two and tries to make some gains on the three at J.R. Fitzpatrick. Nobody's been able to do that all day long, Joe, so we'll see if he has anything there. 24, Steve Ross has a tail on the finish line vinyl design number 24 as he's side-by-side with Sloan White. They had a little bit of history earlier.
Yeah, I don't think so, Tim. There was a mistake happened earlier. I don't think they're going to be after one another, but you never do know. The 99 of Craig Sloan White, the 24 of Steve Ross, both a little bit of battle scars on their race cars, but the action is heating up in that fourth, fifth, and sixth spot there. The 29 of Proud, 53 of Cole Butcher, and move the number five of Jonathan Hicken into that mix as they go side by side through turns three out of four, and Cole Butcher still hangs onto the spot.
Yeah, Butcher has the spot for the time being, but the five of Jonathan Hicken to the inside, and he will take position number five away from the 53. And now we'll look at the 29 of Greg Proud, the Castle Building Center's KA Holdings Incorporated. Number five looking to the inside of the Atlantic Dodge Dealer's Dodge. That is for fourth, and Jonathan Hicken makes it look easy.
We are working lap 115 here at Riverside. Sun is still out on the racetrack. A beautiful day to be in the Maritimes. We got an awesome race car. We got an awesome race on the racetrack. A lot of race cars flying around the speedway. And the fastest one so far is the number 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick in the Pioneer Cole Ford. With Fast Eddie on the hood, he is in a Ford today. And J.R. has really got to be happy with that number 3, Tim.
Top three are completely gone from the rest of the field. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken in fourth. And if we do get a late race caution to re-rack these guys, the 5 may be one of the only other ones to have anything for your top three at this point. And right now, I don't know if anybody has anything for the 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. Absolutely flat, flying around this racetrack this afternoon. And he will come up on the 21 of Sean Pierce. Pierce is listed in position number 10. And he is set to go one lap down here.
The 5 of Jonathan Hicken has got 2 wins so far in 2014. Best way to describe him is relentless here today. John Hicken has been on pit road a number of times, but have a look at him, Tim. He's currently running 4th on the racetrack, and he is making up some ground.
And something that might change the handle of these race cars in the final 25 laps, there's some cloud cover coming over 1 and 2. The sun is out right now, Joe, but that overcast condition might change these race cars a little bit as well. So if they're loose now, they might be a little bit looser here in a few moments.
Yeah, I just noticed J.R. Fitzpatrick starting to back up the turns a wee bit. He's still got tons of control, don't get me wrong there. But J.R. Fitzpatrick maybe slowing the entry down a little bit, maybe working on exit and off from there. J.R. doing a fantastic job. I know Teddy McAllister and Bob and all those guys back on J.R.'s crew will be just peeking right now with J.R. out front, 123 laps in the books, coming to lap 124 on a 150-lap race. J.R. Fitzpatrick, it's possible he could be winning his first Maritime Pro Stock Tour race right here today. History will be made.
And the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn had the 66 and 21 side by side in front of him, so it slowed him up a little bit, and it slowed Donald Chisholm up a little bit as well, as he got past the 21 and is yet to get up to the 66 car of Daryl Maher. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn about a half straightaway or so behind the 3, as the 3 puts one more lap on the 97 of John Fleming, and Fleming goes a 50 something if lap down.
Yeah, true champion, right, Tim? Moves out of the way for the leader, clears the track. He knows he's a bunch of laps down. He may have come in as the point leader. The question is, will John Fleming leave as the points leader today? I guess we'll find out in just a Saturday night feature race. That's all we got. Lap 23 laps left to go around this racetrack. And J.R. Fitzpatrick putting on a clinic.
Puts a lap on Steve Ross, puts another lap on Sarah McKay, and will come up on Terry Duguay to put him one lap down, or one more lap behind the pace. As quick pace to this race here once we got the green flag once again. And the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, I believe if we have an opportunity to re-rock them, he might have something, because he's keeping about the same pace as Fitzpatrick, albeit with the damage on that race car. But he's going to need some help, because he's going to come down this time and have 20 laps to go and a bunch of traffic in front of him, between him and Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, lots of lap traffic to negotiate, but Donald Chisholm also trying to get through a couple of lap cars. Look at this, Tim. 130 laps in the books. You only got 20 laps left. Terry Duguay looking a little bit off kilter coming off turn 3 that time. Hopefully these guys can get it sorted out, because you got the second place car coming up behind them, and I don't think Dylan Blankhorn is going to be wasting any time coming through.
No, I don't think he is either. The 67 wants to grab every piece of real estate that he can and close in on that 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick, the 89 of Donald Chisholm, still working the 66 of Daryl Maher to get him in the rearview mirror and keep on trucking, per se. Fourth and fifth right now is the 5 of Jonathan Hicken and the 53 of Cole Butcher. If Butcher can get up on the wheel and reel off some of them quick qualifying laps, he might have something for fourth.
Lap 133. Let's give you your top 10 right now as they run on the racetrack. The 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick is out front. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn second. 89 of Donald Chisholm in third. Jonathan Hicken in fourth right now in the car number 5. In fifth spot, the 53 of Cole Butcher in sixth. The 29 of Greg Proud in seventh spot. The 0 of Sean Turpel in eighth. How about Ken Vinson? There he is in eighth spot. In ninth, it is the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. In 10th, the 21 of Sean Pierce. He's going to do it again, Tim. Sean Pierce is going to make it on that top 10 board.
And I don't know if all of those drivers are on the lead lap or not. I think there are a couple of drivers that are at least one lap down on that leaderboard on the back straightaway as we close in on 14 laps to go. It'll be 13 right here for J.R. Fitzpatrick. And Fitzpatrick continues to lay it to these drivers, and he just put the zero car a lap down. That leaves us with six on the lead lap, and with the way Fitzpatrick is rolling, he might very well have the 29 car one lap down before this thing is over with.
You want to make sure you got friends on that racetrack right now. You don't want that. Anybody holding you up. J.R. Fitzpatrick is doing a phenomenal job. He's out there, out here in the Maritimes with one crew member left. Taylor is with him. Taylor Robertson, I do believe, is Taylor's last name. His gas man for his NASCAR Canada crew. You can bet Taylor will be coming off the chip watching JR come to the line this time. With only 10 laps to go, Tim Terry, in the Rod McIlvery 150.
10 laps to go. Fitzpatrick runs by himself right now in the lead position. Blankhorn has Fleming behind him, albeit Fleming is about 50 laps in the rearview mirror of the 67 of Blankhorn. Chisholm all by himself right now in a third. Fourth and fifth about to get a little bit racy, though. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken trying to put the 99 to Slonwhite. A lap down in the 53 of Cole Butcher. Working up on the 5 to try to take position at number 4 away in the late stages of this one.
Yeah, Craig Slonwhite, tough day for Craig in that Halifax glass car. Past winner of the Cat 250, took the challenge a week ago. Man, oh man, tough, tough way to end the Cat 250. But he's here today, and he's got more laps on the Ron McIlvery 150. Tim, it's winding down. J.R. Fitzpatrick still out front of this one with no signs of losing grip on that racetrack. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, a titch loose off of turn 2 that time. You can't make up any ground if you're spinning wheels.
And we're down to 5 cars in the lead lap, and this time by we'll have 5 laps to go for the 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick picking him up and laying him down in the Fast Eddie Raceway. Number 3, 5 to go there.
It took 3 attempts to get the Ron McIlvery 150 in the books. But look at this. We got a nice crowd here at the racetrack. Almost capacity crowd. And they're getting treated to a dynamite race with the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series driver of the number 84. He's on the racetrack and he's leading this race, Tim. I don't want to say he's going to win it because anything can happen. We are on lap 147. He's got 3 more circuits to go around in that number 3.
We saw the final caution, the IWK 250, with 3 laps to go, so we'll see if we can finish this one clean and green. J.R. Fitzpatrick and the Nova Racing Pioneer Coal, Nova Construction Fast Eddie Raceware Ford has 2 laps to go and has the lead in hand. It's a half track between himself and second place Dylan Blankhorn. Butcher in the 53 slides up, battling with the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Can't get there for 4th. White flag here. Last lap for car number 3 of J.R. Fitzpatrick, rounding corners number 1 and 2 and looking for his first Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour victory down the back straightaway, subbing in for Jason Hathaway in the Nova Racing number 3, J.R. Fitzpatrick, win number 1 for him on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour.
He has met all the challenges. He has come out here to the Maritimes. He's driven a Napa Sportsman car today. He has jumped into the Parts for Trucks Tour in that number 3, and J.R. Fitzpatrick is going to visit Victory Lane, a tough, tough spot to visit whenever you talk Super Late Model Racing and the Parts for Trucks Tour. But J.R. is going to experience that. He'll be one happy guy. Taylor, the only guy left on his crew that is here with him today, and I know Taylor will be coming off the chip as well. J.R. Fitzpatrick gets the checkered flag in his hand. He's going to do some victory laps. We're going to hear from J.R. We're going to hear from Dylan Blankhorn. We're also going to hear from the 89 of Donald Chisholm, finishing up this race in 3rd spot here today.
And Joe, a dominating performance for J.R. Fitzpatrick as he leads a lot of laps here this afternoon in the 3 car. Will driver getting out of the race car and a little help from George Koskoulis to do so.
What a race here today. The Ron McIlvery 150 is in the books. We got J.R. Fitzpatrick in victory lane. He's got Pioneer Coal. He's got Fast Eddie Racewear on the nose of that car. He's got Nova Construction on the deck lid. He's got a big smile on his face as well. Jason Hathaway, I know you're tuned in. Your car just went to victory lane, and J.R. Fitzpatrick just put it there. A great run by all these guys. Their next race will come up at Petty International Raceway. And don't forget about the race that's here, September the 6th. The Lucas Oil 100 will come up at Riverside International Speedway to cap 2014. Well, let's throw it down to Tim Terry now in victory lane. Timmy?
Donald Chisholm coming over and congratulating J.R. Fitzpatrick. Getting ready to climb out of the race car, getting a drink of water before he does so. The number three, dominating performance. He's climbing out of the car. I can hear you now, J.R. Fitzpatrick. You are a winner on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. Did it in dominating fashion.
Yeah, that thing was hooked up. I'll tell you what, I was trying to save my tires because it's got the good engine in it, and I didn't want to burn the rears up, but we got out front early and just saved, and then it paid off. Man, I'll tell you, these guys, Nova Racing, did an awesome job. This thing was just hooked right up. I got to thank Pioneer Cole for coming on, Fast Eddie Racewear, and, of course, Donald Chisholm and all his guys for letting me drive this. It's just awesome.
And stayed out of all the trouble behind you.
Yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to get up front early if I could and just ride around and save my stuff, but... You know, my spotter, Taylor, there, he's my jack guy, but I think he needs a spot. He does better at spotting than he does jack. It was a lot of fun.
I know you like to do a lot of late model racing in Ontario. Coming here to race in the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour, how big is this victory?
It's big for sure. I haven't won a super late model race ever, so this is awesome. Like I said, man, this thing was just hooked right up, and hopefully we can do it again.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's J.R. Fitzpatrick. We're going to get our representative from Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC over, and we'll get the trophy presentation. And, Joe, I'm going to work my way over here and try to catch up with driver number 67, Dylan. Oh, there he is. Dylan Blankhorn finishes in second. And let's come back here and look at this race car, Dylan, because there's a lot of tore-up sheet metal on this race car.
Yeah, first of all, you know, that three car was really hooked up, man. He can wheel a race car. You know, I learned a lot just by following him. But, you know, I don't know what the zero car was thinking. He just kind of drove in there and, you know, wrecked us. But, you know, that's racing, you know, I don't know what to say, you know. I respected him a lot, and, you know, I'm sure, I mean, he didn't mean to, but, you know, I'm just proud of everyone that worked on this car, you know. You know, we got it back together, and it was still a really good piece, so I'm just like to thank my grandparents and then everyone that helps out on this thing.
I know you had a long way to go to get in the points picture, but the 52 is about 50 laps down at the end of it. The 97 is about 50 laps down at the end of it. I know it's a long way to go, but we still have three races left in this series. Does it bring the pitcher back in for points?
Oh, yeah, like you said, you know, there's three races to go. A lot can happen in three races, as you know. We'll just keep doing what we're doing, and, you know, we got lucky tonight. We don't wish bad luck on anybody, you know, but it worked out in our favor tonight. But, you know, we'll see what the next three races bring us.
We head back to Petty International Raceway. You won there the last time we were there. Can you do it again?
Oh, I think these boys will get this car fixed up, and we'll have a pretty good piece for next weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Dylan Blankhorn. We'll get the trophy presentation over here in front of the 67 car. I'll get you to you in a second. Braden, where is Donald Chisholm? We'll talk to our third-place driver here, and another great show, third-place run. I know that's not what you wanted, but you gave that 89 a hell of a drive today.
Yeah, the car was good, but Dylan was a little better in the three car. He was in a league of his own. And, you know, just want to thank everybody for coming out today on the rain out. Thought we were going to get second out of it, but pretty cool to be part of the team that won. So big weekend here for us. And like I say, I want to thank JR for driving. Hathaway was supposed to do it, but he couldn't stay for today. So this all came together about 8 o'clock this morning. So he's the man. Anybody that just carries their helmet and fire suit around, willing to jump in any race car anywhere, anytime, is welcome here whenever he wants.
You might need to put him in there more often.
Yeah, you know, he put on a show. He's one of the best in the country. So you put him in a good car, and he's hard to handle.
You, JR, and George were running 1-2-3 at one portion in this race. This crowd went nuts.
Yeah, that was. I don't know. We're. Just three good cars. It was too bad for George. He got caught up in that deal. But, you know, for a little while there, I thought, wow, that'd be cool if we get first, second, third. But, no, neat. Can't thank the guys enough for their help.
And at the end of the day, at the end of the weekend, you're a NASCAR winner, too. It has to be a great weekend overall.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, actually. I don't know if it's set in yet.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, car number 89, Donald Chisholm, comes home with position number 3. And, Joe, we mentioned it. He won the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series yesterday. Wendy, come here before we close off this show. Wendy, happy birthday.
Thanks.
She said thanks. She's running away. Wendy, if you have any cookies left, Joe wants cookies at the end of the race.
Pretty amazing weekend. I got to tell you, this has been one for the history books. In the Maritimes, we've done a lot of live broadcasting out here, and we've got to thank Donald Chisholm. We've got to thank Nova Racing. We've got to thank the racetrack immensely for allowing us to be out here. Yeah, I can see you. Tim, what's up?
I don't want to say anything, but we mentioned that R word. I feel sprinkles down here on pit lane.
Do ya? That might be the champagne flying out of that trailer you walk by, but no, you're probably right, Tim. A little bit of rain probably is going to come in. That's not rain. That's called blessing it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm over here trying to find a couple of drivers. Here's Cole Butcher over here. We'll talk to driver number 53. How about that run today?
Well, the car was really good all day. Qualifying, we qualified P1, but the race just tightened out. We couldn't get it going like we did all day, but, you know, the crew did a great job. We came from the back 2 times, and the car's home 1 piece, and we'll go to Petty next weekend.
Yeah, and that's one thing that a lot of guys can't say. You're in 1 piece heading to Petty International Raceway, a racetrack that you've ran well at before.
Yeah, that was our first podium finish. The first of the year, the car was unbelievable, but, you know, we've got more experience this year with this new car, and we'll go there with our heads up and get a good run.
See you next weekend.
Thank you.
That is driver number 53, and I'm going to slide over here and talk to Sarah McKay while I'm here. And this thing, for the most part, is in one piece, too?
Yeah, kind of.
Let's talk about the race. I know starting the race, there was a lot of work going on to this race car during the heat and during the time trials and everything else.
Yeah, big thanks to my guys. They got the car back there after the first practice. We hit the wall and hurt the car pretty bad. And then about halfway through, we had a tire go down and just a rough race.
But survived 150 laps.
Yeah, we did survive. A couple laps down, but oh well.
And we head back to Petty International Raceway in 1 week time. You're happy to head back to the high banks of Petty?
Oh, yeah, I like Petty. I always like racing there. Hopefully we'll have a better finish.
And by the way, Buddy was listening in on RTR.
Oh, great. Good thing he wasn't here.
That's Sarah McKay, driver number 32. Hi, Jeff. I'm going to go over here and try to catch a couple more, Joe.
Absolutely. Tim, you work your way over there. Just got a message for J.R. Fitzpatrick. Teddy McAllister and the crew listening into the broadcast. Congratulations from your crew in NASCAR Canada. They are tuned in and enjoyed everything. Everybody had a great time. Timmy, who'd you catch up with, buddy?
I'm down here with Jonathan Hicken, and he's got a bunch of tape in his hand. It was a rough little race, but you're on 4th on the leaderboard.
Yeah, we'll take that for sure. I mean, that's not going to complain for sure. Boys done a hell of a job getting that back out. Tore right front off and put a tie rod, set toe. I mean, they done a whale of a job. I just want to thank them, and yeah, we'll take that.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Dylan Blankhorn, albeit it was a big point gap coming in. The 97 and 52 did not finish this race. They finished about 50 laps down. Does it enter the point picture at all? Going to a racetrack at Petty International Raceway where you run well.
Yeah, we do go to Petty for sure. I mean, you have them runs. It's unfortunate for John and Tucker. McKinnon's got a bent clip there probably. But, I mean, you hate it for them guys. But, I mean, we'll take the positions anytime.
And we come back here in 3 weeks' time to Riverside International Speedway. This has to be a good run, setting up a little bit of momentum in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just, we gain on it little bits here and there and go each track and try to keep the panels on it and go from there.
See you next week.
Thank you.
That's Jonathan Hicken, driver number 5, and I don't see Robbie McEwen here anywhere. The 40 driver is nowhere to be found. He's somewhere down on that end. Okay, I'll come talk to Sean Pierce, driver number 21, and I believe if we look at the leaderboard, 21, top 10.
Yeah, 10th, not too bad. We got in that oil over here in turn 3 and get into Terry, kind of messed the toe it up, but other than that, top 10, that's pretty good.
And 2 consecutive top 10 finishes, because I know you guys worked extremely hard last week to get this thing back up in the top 10.
Yeah, we did. Even today in the heat race, we broke a left front control arm, and we had to kind of thrash here before the feature to get it ready. But the car's coming.
One more week, Petty International Raceway. What do you got for those boys up there? Can we continue the streak?
Well, we hope so. That's the idea, to stay up the top 10.
Congratulations. See you next week.
Thanks, Tim.
That's the 21 of Sean Pearson. Looking around the race car here, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, and Jonathan Hicken mentioned that this might need a new front clip, and Joe, she looks a little bent.
Absolutely, it does. Some tore up race cars, but what a race here today at Riverside International Speedway. We're going to give you the unofficial results here now. The number three of J.R. Fitzpatrick down in victory lane. He is celebrating. He's having a good day in the Maritimes. He's made some history here today. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn finishes this race up in second. In third, the 89 of Donald Chisholm. In fourth spot, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. We just heard from him. In fifth spot, the 53 of Cole Butcher. In sixth spot, the 29 of Greg Broud. Seventh goes to the 0 of Sean Turple. In eighth spot, the 8 of Kent Vincent. In ninth, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. In 10th spot, the 21 of Sean Pierce. In 11th spot, the 32 of Sarah McKay. In 12th spot, the 24 car of Steve Ross. In 13th position, 14 of Terry Duguay. In 14th spot, the 66 of Daryl Marr. In 15th spot, the 88 of George Koskulik. In 16th spot, it was the 18 of Darren McKinnon. In 17th spot, the 52 of Sean Tucker. In 18th position, the 31 of Kobe Smith. In 19th, it was the 97 of John Fleming. In 20th spot, the 40 of Robbie McEwen. In 21st spot, it was Vance Haynes. And that, of course, is your unofficial results. Tim Terry, where'd you get off to? One last shot.
I don't see any pro stock drivers down here, so I'll talk to Aaron Bootler. I know he's on a mission, but your sportsman race, how did I know it blew a motor. Is that what it was?
Yeah, something broke in the engine, so I would say we're going to be done for the season.
I know there's probably some sponsors up there that want to see that four car back on the racetrack, so if you know anybody up there or anybody wants to throw some extra money at a sportsman car, four car is the way to do so. And I know you saw that pro stock race. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, it was a good race. Pretty impressive.
So hopefully we'll see you next weekend at Scotia Speed World, or 2 weeks' time, I guess, because we're off next week.
Yeah, I highly doubt I'll be there.
That's Aaron Bootler, and that's a tough break, Joe. One of the front runners not only here at Riverside International Speedway, but also at Scotia Speed World. Here's Colby Smith before we get off here. Driver number 31, you won the sportsman race, and then the pro stock race happened. You had a hell of a run going.
Yeah, we had a pretty good run going. I got to thank the guys. We were a bit shorthanded today, but they worked hard as ever, and I think we would have had maybe even a top five finish if we didn't lose a motor.
And a lot of cautions in this thing slowed the pace.
Yeah, it did, for sure. Our car was no good on the short run, so we definitely like to see the long greens go, and it wasn't happening when I was still in it.
When are we going to see you next?
We'll see the sportsman car next weekend in Petty, for sure, and other than that, we're kind of up in the air.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Tim.
And there's your sportsman winner here, Joe, to close it off down here from Pitt Road. A lot of happy people down here, and then there's a lot of upset people. I went over and talked to Darren McKinnon, and there was a couple of choice words he had about the race car. I'll just say that it's bent. That's probably the easiest way to say it. They have a lot of work to do for next week because that car needs a clip now.
Yeah, true professional short track race team in the Parts for Trucks Tour. The 18, those guys will go hard at work back in PEI, and we hope to see Darren McKinnon back out there. Oh, man, you hate to see it when cars get tore up. But today, it was J.R. Fitzpatrick's day in the Maritimes. Dynamite race here in the Parts for Trucks Tour. It's been an incredible, incredible week and a bit, I got to tell you. Just amazing. Can't thank everyone enough for the hospitality out here in the Maritimes at here at Riverside International Speedway and at Scotia Speed World, the Parts for Trucks Tour. Just like family, guys, I can't believe it. And we look forward to bringing you live coverage of the Dartmouth Dodge 200 live from Scotia Speed World. Got a big race coming up next Friday night at Scotia Speed World. You want to be there and keep your eye on riversidespeedway.ca so you can get tickets to the next event here, which will be the final event of the season. But that's going to do it for our live coverage today. Again, thanks, Donald Chisholm, for making it all possible. And we will catch you Monday night. That is tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I hope to be back in the Racetime Radio studio. Don't know how I'm going to get there, but we are definitely going to try and be up there in the Racetime Radio studio. We've got Ben Kennedy coming up. He's going to join us, driver of the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. We're also going to have, how about this, NASCAR winner, Donald Chisholm. He's going to join us live at 9.05 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow night on Sirius XM Channel 167. But that's it for us at the racetrack. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great race week, and we'll catch you Monday night.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.